Welcome to Ikoyi Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning into our podcast services. Listen and be blessed.
Can I have a teenager in church? Any teenager? We are the teenagers in church. Can you wave your hand? Teenagers, if you're a teenager in church, can you wave your hand? Let me see your hand. Can you stand up, please? All teenagers, can you stand up? Praise the Lord. Can you pick your Bibles and your bag and just come and sit this way? God's focus is on you this year. Come quickly. You are soldiers. And I need a volunteer from among you to read John 21 for us. God bless our teenagers. Hallelujah. The devil is in trouble. If that place will not take you, some of you can come to my left side here. God bless you. You are the Daniel of this generation. So I need a volunteer to read for me among the teenagers, John chapter 21. We shall read the entire verse. If you are tired, just give the microphone to your neighbor at any point. Okay, who is reading for us? Any volunteer? Thank you.
John 21 verse 1 says, after these things, Jesus shielded himself against the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise he shielded himself. There they were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But then, when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it from the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fish's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came into a little ship, for they were not far from the land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon as they were come to the land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land, full of great fishes, 153, and for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples doth ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh, and taketh bread, and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples, after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, yea, Lord. Thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou gathered thyself and walked whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall guide thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus said unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said unto him, he shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testified to these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. Verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written everyone, I suppose that even the word itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you mightily. Divine appearance for supernatural exploit. A major challenge before us as individuals, families, and church this year is to know God. And that is clear from our text, Daniel 11:32b, that says, they that know their God shall be what? Shall be strong and do exploits. It is clear from that verse of scripture that our ability to do exploits for the Lord in 2021 and beyond depends on how much of the knowledge of God that we have. In other words, where we do not have the knowledge of God, exploits become a mirage. It is the knowledge of God that we possess that we enhance our doing exploits. Praise the Lord. It's therefore my earnest prayer that we all shall grow fatter, taller, and deeper in our knowledge of God this year in Jesus' name. Meanwhile, the journey to knowing God starts with divine appearance. In other words, if the Lord has not appeared to you and does not continue to appear to you, knowing God will be difficult. We all therefore need to pray that the Lord will continue to reveal himself to us again and again this year and the rest of our lives. This is because the more the revelation of God we have, the more the knowledge of God we possess, and the more the exploits we perform for the kingdom of our God. Talking about divine appearance has to do with divine encounter. We are talking about divine appearance. We are talking about God coming to have encounter with us. Personal encounter. Congregational encounter. Like we said some time ago, from that word encounter, you see the word canter. And that suggests that it's a sudden, unexpected, and unplanned meeting with someone. It could range from a mild to a serious collision with someone. And as we begin to wait upon the Lord, I'm believing God that this fasting and prayer will not be business as usual. I'm trusting the Lord that before the end of this fasting and prayer, you and I will have had repeated encounters with the Almighty God. I pray that God will appear to you. I pray God will appear to me. I pray that God will appear to us as a congregation in the name of Jesus Christ. Encounter with God sometimes could be mild, just as we see in this passage. It was a mild encounter, a friendly encounter. Sometimes encounter could be a serious collision. And that's the kind that Apostle Paul, who was Saul earlier, had on the way to Damascus. You remember his experience, how on a sunny day, a bright light from heaven came and flashed around him. And that light was so powerful that it knocked Paul to the ground. Paul didn't just fall to the ground. The Adamic nature in his life, that nature that made him a persecutor of the church, that nature that made him to be, you know, doing havoc against the people of God, that nature that is making him, you know, was making him to kill, to destroy, that nature was evacuated out of his life instantly. I know by the time Paul opened his eyes, he was already blind. And for 3 days, he could not see. Can I ask you, brothers and sisters, if you are Paul, will you ever forget that experience? You won't forget that for the rest of your life. May God do an unforgettable thing in my life, in your life, in this fasting and prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So divine encounter could be mild, and it could also be a serious collision. What's the purpose of divine appearance? And that's what we want to look at from our text this morning. There are many reasons why God appears to people. Many reasons why God appears to people. And you see, the Bible itself is just the story of divine appearance. From Genesis to Revelation, God loves to appear to his children. And in this fasting and prayer, I see God wanting to appear to us. I see God wanting to help you personally. I see God coming to help us as a congregation. It's my prayer that we are not going to miss the opportunity that this week-long fasting and prayer offers us in Jesus' name. Before we go to our main text, I just want us to see the book of Genesis, chapter 20, and see instances where God appeared to people. God can appear to us for two broad reasons. It can either be for good or for judgment. In the text we're going to come back to in the book of John, God appeared to Peter and the other 6 disciples for good, for their blessing. God can appear to us for blessing, and he can also appear to us for judgment. But I pray that in this fasting and prayer, God will not appear to you for judgment. I didn't hear your amen. This year, may God not appear to you for judgment. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's see what happened in Genesis chapter 20 from verse 1. Now Abraham moved on from there into the region of the Negev and lived between Kadesh and Shur. For a while, he stayed in Gerar. And there Abraham said of his wife Sarah, "She is my sister." Then Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent for Sarah and took her. He took another man's wife. Verse 3, can we all read verse 3 together? But God came to Abimelech in a dream one night and said to him, "You are as good as dead because of the woman you have taken. She's a married woman." May God appear to every trouble of your life this year. You know, there are battles of life we can't fight for ourselves, by ourselves. If Abraham wants to fight here, how will he fight? Just himself and Sarah alone in the midst of these people. It will take God to fight for him. And God did. Praise the Lord. So verse 4, Abimelech had not gone near her. So he said, "Lord, will you destroy an innocent nation? Did he not say to me, 'She's my sister'? And didn't she also say, 'He's my brother'? I have done this with a clear conscience and clean hands." Can you see? You collected another man's wife. And you say you did it with a clear conscience. What was God's response? The Lord told him in the dream, "Yes, I know you did this with a clear conscience. And so I've kept you from sinning against me. That is why I did not let you touch her. Now, return the man's wife, for he's a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you may be sure that you and all yours will die. This year, by a word of prophecy, I see God sending men who have cheated you, men who have robbed you even without your knowledge, coming to bow before you to apologize. Say, 'Please pray for me.'" People are coming to make amends. I know it could also be you in church this morning. Yours may not be that you have taken another man's wife. But can the Lord ask you this morning, what have you taken that does not belong to you? What is in your custody that is not yours? Who is that person that you are oppressing like Abimelech was oppressing Abraham? You need to refrain. God said, "You better do, otherwise you and all yours will die." We are praying this year, we shall not die, but live to declare God's glory in the land of the living. But let's live right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In Genesis 31, you see another man that the Lord appeared to, another enemy that the Lord appeared to. In Genesis 31, verse 22, Genesis 31, 22. After Jacob had wasted almost 22 years of his life, God appeared to him again and said, "Jacob, I want to help you. Go back to Bethel. Go back home. Go back home. I wish you had listened to me 21 years ago. You wouldn't have taken this useless journey. I know Jacob wasted 22 solid years of his life because he did not respond positively to divine appearance in Genesis 28. Now Jacob had obeyed the Lord and he was going with his family. And when Laban heard that the man who has worked for him for this number of years, for 14 years without salary, now Jacob decided to pursue him again to bring him back to bondage. Every enemy that is pursuing you from 2020, that said this 2021 will be worse for you, the Lord will appear to them. I said the Lord will appear to them. The Lord will intercept them. In the name of Jesus Christ, every enemy that we pray should not follow us into 2021 that is still bent on pursuing after us, may the Lord appear to them. In the name of Jesus. So verse 22. On the third day, Laban was told that Jacob had fled, taking his relatives with him. What did he do? He pursued Jacob for how many days? For 7 days. And caught up with him in the hill country of Gilead. Verse 24. Can we read verse 24 together? Then God came to Laban, the Aramean, in a dream at night and said to him, be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad. I see the Lord doing this to your enemy this year. That where they are planning that by tomorrow morning we'll wake up to do the havoc, God will intercept them by night. He will corner them in a dream. Say, as you wake up tomorrow morning, even if you meet that boy, don't say anything to him. Whether what? Whether good or, in other words, do what? Keep short. So the saying is fulfilled, touch not my anointed. And do my prophet no harm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you read the Bible, you see that there are a lot of reasons why God appeared to people. And we have just seen here that he can appear to people for judgment, but he can appear to people also for good. And that's the aspect that concerns us, particularly this week of fasting and prayer. Going back to our text, the first reason we want to bring out from this passage why God appeared to his people, to us his children, is to help us be of positive influence. To help us to be what? Of positive influence. I know all of us here this morning, we are influencers. There are people that are tied to your life that consciously, unconsciously, you will influence over their lives. So the first challenge I want to bring to us as we press on this year is the challenge of be careful how you live this year. Let it not be that by your life, people will go off track. Let it not be that by the way you are comporting yourself, other believers will be derailed. Look at our text. The Bible says, afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And it happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. Christ had risen. Christ had revealed himself to them the first time. The second time, they met him at Galilee. He prayed over them. He breathed over them. More or less, he commissioned them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it was as if, yes, these brothers cannot begin to do ministry. But only God knows what happened to Brother Peter again. Brother Peter misled the remaining disciples. Peter just woke up one morning and he said, I'm going fishing. King James says, I go a fishing. I'm going fishing. And the remaining six disciples here did not say, ah, sir, this is not the reason why we have been commissioned. This is not the reason why the master breathed upon us the other time. This is not the commission we have. I thought we have abandoned fishing. Nobody opposed. Nobody objected. And I guess because of the influence Peter wielded on these brethren. What was their response? What was their response in verse 3? We'll go with you. We'll go with you. So you cannot begin to see reason why Christ had to come back. The Bible said, the opening statement of that verse says, Jesus appeared again to his disciples. And I believe that the core of this fasting and prayer is because God has come to appear to us again. And I pray somebody will not miss this opportunity. I pray that your heart will be open to encounter God, to experience God in these days that is before us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ could have come to judge these people. Christ could have come to punish them. Christ could have come, you know, to just eliminate them and raise new sets of men that will pursue his objective, pursue the advancement of his kingdom. But rather, he came to appear to them in a friendly manner. Hallelujah. So the first reason why God appears to his children and is appearing to us this morning is for us to be a positive influence. That by the time you will have engaged me again, I begin to wield positive influence on others. As father in the house, mothers in the house, as children, we should be a positive influence. Number two is to befriend us again. Christ appeared to them to befriend them again. Praise the Lord. He appeared to them to befriend them again. Early in the morning, verse 4, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Can you see the extent to which these men have been disconnected from their master? Can you see the extent to which backsliding had come upon them? Can you see the extent, the same person that breathed upon them, the same person that they have related so closely with, just few days ago, can you imagine that Jesus appeared on the scene of their life and the Bible says they did not realize? I don't know how far you are from God this morning. You may be in church, but you are far away from God. No longer sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Can I say to you that Jesus has come all because of you this morning to appear to you again, to befriend you. Hallelujah. 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 So Jesus appeared on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Look at verse 5. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? And I was asked, in fact, this is the aspect that has been a challenge for me all night. Because I was asking myself, if I happen to be Jesus and I appear again to the disciples like this, will I call them friends? Huh? What will you call them if you are the one? Huh? Talk to me. What will you call them? Sister Margaret, you say, now well done, no? You know, women know how to do this part very well. Peter! Hey! Peter! Is that where I left you? Ah, I trust my Yoruba people that are not yet circumcised, the kind of utterance that will come out of their mouth at this point. But can you see Jesus? Can you see the loving Savior that we have? Can you see the loving Master, the loving Redeemer that we serve? And I'll begin to ask myself, excuse me, of all these disciples, Peter in particular. Peter. How many times has Christ appeared to Peter? How many unusual encounters Peter has had with Jesus? Peter was privileged to be taken to the mountain of transfiguration, where he saw the glory of Jesus. He encountered him after the resurrection. Despite the denials, despite everything, I still see my Lord and Master not giving up on Peter. Can I say to somebody here this morning, it doesn't matter how far you have gone in sin. It doesn't matter how far you have gone in wickedness. Maybe you used to be a believer, vibrant, on fire for the Lord. There's something happened along the line and you backslided and you have gone really, 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 really far. Can I say to you this morning that Jesus has come to the shore of your life and is still saying, friend? He won't call you backslider. He won't call you an apostate. He won't call you a waster of his grace. Rather, he's calling you what? Friend. You're still my friend. And I wish this morning you will respond to his friendship. He appears to us to befriend us again. Sir, how has been your relationship with the Master? You know, as believers, if care is not taken, over time, our work with God becomes a routine. Our work with God, quiet time, Bible reading just becomes something that we just do to fulfill all righteousness. Quiet time, church attendance just become, you know, a duty. The communion aspect of it is no longer there. If there's anything I'm crying for this morning for my own life, it's for that communion. It's, Lord, let there be a deep to deep, heart to heart communion with you. Let there be a face-to-face interaction with you, not just in January, but all the days of my life. I want to keep in step with you. How has been your spiritual journey? Another year has come. What a privilege we have from God this morning that is appearing to us. It may not appear to us like it did to Saul on the way to Damascus. You see a blazing light and all that. But I can tell you that God is here. I pray you will touch him. Hallelujah. Another reason, or before I leave this issue of befriending us again, let's look at Genesis chapter 17 to see that God is passionate about bringing as many of us that have gone really, really far, disconnected. You are still coming to church. You are still serving in your PDVs. You are still doing all the normal thing. But sincerely speaking, God is not there. In Genesis chapter 17, we see the story of our patriarch, Father Abraham. Can we read verse 1 together of Genesis 17? When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord did what? Appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. If you can underline that in your Bible and also write that somewhere, I sense the Lord is speaking particularly to somebody now. That scripture. That for you this year, what I want from you is to walk before me and be blameless. That could be your own rhema for this year. That person, take note of it. But what we want to pick up from this scripture is the fact that this is not the first time God was appearing to Abraham. In fact, the first encounter Abraham had with God, we can trace it back to Genesis chapter 12. And after that, he had many other, encounters, several divine appearances. But what makes this one unique is the fact that it was to be a resumption of fellowshipping with God again after 13 years of break in communication with God. You remember, I know if you just step back in your Bible to chapter 16, you will see the cuts. While God had to cut off the communication with Abraham, Abraham had been having fantastic working relationship with God. Anywhere he goes to, he will erect an altar and communion continues, sweet communion, deep communion with God. But along the line, because of the need in their life for a child, Abraham sinned. He listened to the voice of his wife and picked Hagar as a concubine. And because of what he did, God was not happy with Abraham. I know it was not a matter of one day, 1 year. For 13 solid years, excuse me, what happened? God and Abraham were apart. No more communication, no more communion. For how long? For how long? 13 years. Praise the Lord. I wonder how Abraham survived those 13 years. 13 years of dryness. 13 years of disfellowship, with his maker. 13 years of absence. I wonder how he survived it. Thank God for his mercy. Yeah, can you see God? The Bible says the Lord appeared to him. Amen. May he appear to you also this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how long you have been going through that dryness. It will end with this service. I said that spiritual dryness will end with this service. In Jesus' name. I didn't hear your amen.
The Lord said to me that this year for us in IBC, rivers will flow for us in the desert. And somebody heard the word of the Lord this morning unto you. It doesn't matter how dry it has been. Spiritual dryness, physical dryness, financial dryness, material dryness, marital dryness. Rivers will flow in your desert. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That river is flowing even now. The river of God is in the house this morning. That river is flowing in your direction. I pray you will connect with that river and you will leave this place flourished, refreshed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I wouldn't know whether Abraham was praying, but I guess he must have been crying to God, say, God, when will this dryness be over? This is not the way it used to be between me and you. God, I hate this dryness in my quiet time, this dryness when I read the Bible, I can't get anything out of it again, this dryness when I fast, I can't just connect with you. God, when will you come back to me? And God did return to him. May God return to you also this morning. Hallelujah. Came to befriend him again. You know, the Lord said to Abraham, concerning Abraham, he called him what? His friend. Another reason why God appears to us is to deliver us from useless and fruitless labor. Deliver us from useless and fruitless labor. Look at our text. When Jesus spoke to them in verse 5, friends, haven't you any fish? Excuse me, what was their response? What was their answer? No. They answered. Verse 6. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. All through the night, they labored in their backsliding stage, in their disconnected stage. They toiled, they labored, they were professionals. They did it at the time they considered to be the right time, the best time, in the night hour. But any labor without Christ will be fruitless. Any effort without the Master of heaven and earth will end in futility. And I wish somebody here will hear the voice of the Lord this morning, that the path that you followed in 2020 and it did not pay you led only to fruitless labor, useless efforts, everything, nothing coming out of it from January to December. I wish this morning you will come to town with your maker and say, Lord, I'm tired of useless effort, fruitless labor coming into my situation and change my story. As terrible as 2020 was, do you know that 2020 was the best year for some of us? How many of us agree to that? That for some, 2020 was just the best year. If this year will not be a waste for you, if from January to December, when the Master comes to ask you, have you caught anything, and your response will not be saying nothing, then you need to be connected with Jesus. Without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank God for their sincerity. I thank God for their honesty. I thank God that they were not patching. They were not saying, yes, very soon, something will come out of this. We have been making effort. In fact, Peter, we bring the last strategy now because he's the professional amongst us. They were frank. They were honest. They were sincere. They said, we have caught nothing. A man who is not willing to acknowledge his helplessness, who is not able to acknowledge, say, God, I'm a sinner. I can't help myself. I've gone far from you. I can't return except to help me. If you not come to that point of realization of the help of God for your life, he can't help you. Have you caught anything? Brother, can I ask you, have you caught anything? Have you caught anything? He said no. And when he said no, Jesus knew that, yes, these people, they are ready to be helped. What did he do? He said, throw your net on the right side. The right side was not just by interpretation physical now. It was the right side. And I pray for you as I pray for myself this year. We will not labor on the wrong side. I say you will not labor on the wrong side. See, life becomes very easy when Christ is involved. Just one simple instruction from Jesus is the secret. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. Just one instruction. You don't need too many instructions. Just one can give you the breakthrough of a lifetime. Part of the prayer point that we listed in the prayer bulletin that the Lord dropped in my heart as I was writing the prayer point. I said, God, I wish you just bless me. That me alone, single-handedly, I will write off the budget of Equity Baptist Church for 2021. Is it possible that God will bless one person? The way you are looking at me, you are not believing. Is it possible that God will bless one person? And we say, Pastor, stop troubling the church. Take this check. What is our budget for 2021? We are yet to pass the budget. I think it's about 600 million. See, just one instruction. One instruction can affect your business for eternity. But what God is saying this morning is, don't pursue business and leave Jesus out. Don't get disconnected from Christ. Don't pursue from January to December. You will catch nothing if Christ no day there. But when Jesus is there, you just say, my daughter, press this button. Talk to this person. Go at 1 o'clock. Don't go at 10. He will give you an instruction. And the Bible says, when Peter and the disciples followed the instruction, what happened? They caught so much that they could not undo, they could not drag the net. Hallelujah. God will bless somebody this year. I say, God will bless somebody this year. God will visit your business this year like never before. The kind of blessings you have never undone before in life is coming your way. Hallelujah. 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 All I know is that God is going to bless me more than the previous years of my life this year. Hallelujah. How about you? How about you? Can you tell somebody by your side, God will bless me more than the previous years of my life this year? But wait for his instruction. Let him give you a word. He said, throw your net on the right side. Many of us here could have been laboring on the wrong side. In this fasting and prayer, will this not be your cry? God, deliver me from useless effort. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Many of us think that it's by pursuing men, running after contracts, and all and on and on and on and on. That's how you get it. No. Can you see here that effortlessly Christ walked into the scene of their life and just one instruction brought about the breakthrough, one instruction brought about the turnaround. Many of us are deceived. We don't spend quality time with God in prayer, in the study of the Word of God. We compromise church attendance in the name of business and other things that we want to pursue. I need to tell that the secret of prosperity is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High God. The secret of blessing, the secret of abundance is you digging deep into God. This year, make it your ambition, your resolution to spend quality time with God. Read your Bible, pray, spend hours in communion with the Lord God Almighty. Because that's where we give you instruction about the right side. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Christ appears to us to restore us and get us back on track. Like he did for Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. You see, God is not happy when his children are off track. God is not happy when his children are going through dry moments. God is not happy when we are struggling just to survive. The Bible says he is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Whatever you are going through, Christ is going through it with you. He's not happy about it. And he wants to help, as he came to help Peter and the other brethren in this passage. You know, somehow, help came in verse 7. The disciples whom Jesus loved, that disciple that was always leaning on his breast, suddenly discovered that the person talking to us on the shore is no ordinary man, is the master. And he said to all of them, it is the Lord. Immediately they all heard that something snapped in their spirit. They got reconnected back immediately. Peter jumped into the water and ran into the shore. And that was the beginning of his restoration back on track. I pray for somebody here in this service, somebody under the sound of my voice who has missed his track. You have missed your destiny track. You are on that track. You are working on it. Something just came and pushed you off track. I pray that the hand of the Almighty God will beat you back to track this morning. I pray in this fasting and prayer, you will discover that track. You will discover where you miss it, and it will bring you back to where it placed you. I know what it means to be off track. I know how life could be terrible when you are off track. I know how frustrating life could be when you are not in the will of God, when you are pursuing your own thing and you think God is there. I've gone through it, and I know that it's the worst place you could ever be. In fact, it may be worse than hell to be off track. Can you imagine a great apostle of the Lamb leaving the ministry of fishing for men, now going back to fishing? You know, what will he get out of that? Jesus came
and restore them back on track. Finally, for this morning, Jesus appeared to his people to fill us with supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. Can I say up front, my brothers and sisters, the year we are in, just like the Lord started with us from the Sunday school, we can't make it through 2021 in the energy of our flesh. Brother, I hate to say that this year may be worse than last year because of what God showed us from Daniel chapter 11. Those of us who connected with us during the crossover night, it seems that the enemy is bringing the battle of desecration into the temple. It's like the devil is air-bent that the church this year will be, you know, his place of attack. I challenge us this morning, let's cry to God for supernatural strength. There's a kind of strength that God gives a man that can carry you from this meeting till eternity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what I see in this passage. That Peter, you know, when you start reading from chapter 1, chapter 2, the Bible starts calling Peter Simon Peter. But by the time you get to chapter 15, when Jesus wants to start communion with Peter, he didn't call Simon. There's a difference between when you are called Simon Peter and Peter. Simon is a reed. Peter is a rock. All along, Peter's life has been characterized by a reed and by a rock. Today, he's strong in the faith. Tomorrow, he's denying Christ. And that has been his life. Despite all the encounters, despite all the experiences he has had with God, Peter was rising and falling, rising and falling, rising and falling. That you know that from this chapter, Peter never fell again. Jesus did something in Peter's life that set him on track, gave him supernatural strength, the kind of strength that he never fell again. I pray this morning, God will inject supernatural life, supernatural strength, supernatural energy into every one of us. Will not be a disappointment to the cause of Christ. Will not be a disgrace to the cause of Christ. No more rising and falling, but a steady walk with the Almighty God. Hallelujah! 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 Oh God, deal with the Simon of our life this morning. Take away the reed. Establish the rock. As we partake of this communion, let there be supernatural strength. Hallelujah. 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 I know in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 19, chapter 19, rather, verse 3 to 8, that was also the story of Elijah. Elijah, the prophet that we call fire down. Elijah who single-handedly brought the babes down in Israel. Elijah who single-handedly dealt with Jezebel to a standstill. But when fear took over him, Elijah ran for his life. Elijah could not stand face to face again with Jezebel. And we see in chapter 19 how God came to Elijah and fed Elijah with bread and meat. And the Bible said that Elijah went in the strength of that fruit for how many days? 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb. In Luke chapter 24, we see the story of the disciples on the way to Emmaus. They were dejected, they were sorrowful, no mourning the fact that the person that they expected to be the savior of the world has been killed. And Jesus appeared and was walking with them. They never knew it was their master. Until they got to Emmaus and they set the table before them. You know, in Jewish culture, what we take as communion once in a month is part of their regular meal. Communion is part of their daily meal. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, there's a communion bread that they take. So it was not strange that there was communion bread at the table that day. And the Bible says immediately Jesus broke the bread. Their eyes were open and they recognized it. The same people that were tired, depressed, confused, what happened to them? The Bible says that same time of the night, they got up and they returned to Jerusalem. Supernatural strength came on them. Is anybody in church this morning? Anybody joining us through live stream? You have been depressed. You have been discouraged. You have been frustrated. As we partake of the communion this morning, that yoke will be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will feed us with the bread of heaven. Hallelujah. Shall we bow our heads in prayer? Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. We give you praise. Still all my song shall be nearer my God to them. Nearer my God to them. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Help us to be a positive influence this year. Lord Jesus, we pray. Help us to become your friends again. Deliver us from useless and fruitless labor. Restore us and bring us back on track. Fill us with supernatural strength. Supernatural strength. From January to December. From 2021 to 2030. Supernatural strength. Released upon us. The Lord will want us to pray. Please, while all else are bowed and eyes closed, you are in service this morning and you are saying, Pastor, I need prayer. I'm like Peter, who has been disconnected. I'm like Abraham. For many years now, I've not heard the voice of God again. I used to hear him. When something happened, I've been disconnected. There's this dryness I've gone through. I know God has spoken to me. If you're in that category, can you just raise your hand to heaven? The Lord wants to help you. I can't help you. The Lord wants to help you. Yes, God bless those hands. You're saying, Pastor, yes, I used to be on fire. I used to be on fire, but things have changed. Things have changed. God bless those hands. God bless those hands. I pray somebody will not miss this opportunity this morning. I pray you catch on this opportunity that is coming to you on this platter of gold. I pray you will lash on this God moment. This is a special moment. This is a unique moment. Nobody should miss it. You are saying, Pastor, I'm in that situation. I used to experience him. I used to experience God. Now everything is just dry. If you are raising up your hand, can you just stand up wherever you are? Just stand up wherever you are. Just stand up wherever you are. The second category that the Lord laid on my heart that we should pray for this morning
You're in church, you know you have not even surrendered your life to Jesus. You know it on the inside of you that you are not born again. And the Lord wants to save your soul. The Lord wants to forgive your sin. Please, wherever you are, can you also raise your hand? Can you raise your hand wherever you are? You want to give your life to Jesus? You want to become born again? You want your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Raise your right hand above your head. God bless you, my brother. Raise it above your head very well. Raise it above your head. Want to surrender to Jesus? Want to say yes to Jesus? Want to yes, yes to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As you raise that hand, can you stand up also? 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 As you sing this song, I want you to just come and kneel by the altar. Because what you're asking for, no man can give you. Only God can do it. Thank you, Father. Draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. Nearer to thee. Nearer to thee. Lord, draw me nearer, nearer to thee. If you raise your hand, whether they give you a card or not, please just come. Just come, just come, just come. Just come. Just come.
Draw me nearer, nearer to thee.
Draw me nearer. Seated in the congregation, you know you need to be at the altar. Please be on the altar. You know, you said to them, throw your net to the right side. There's a right side to be connected. The altar is that right side for somebody here this morning. Please don't miss this opportunity. While I'm about to give the third invitation, the Holy Spirit is dropping in my heart. If you know you need to be at the altar, please pick your Bible and just come and kneel at the altar. The last category the Lord is asking us to pray with this morning. Are you here? You have been engaged in fruitless labor. Every effort you are putting into your business life, into your career, into your academics, no fruit, no fruit, no substantial fruit is coming out. If you're in that category, can you just raise your hand also to the Lord? The Lord wants to settle that matter for you as you begin a new year. Those of you in front, God bless you. Those of you in the congregation, can you stand up wherever you are? Just stand up wherever you are. No more fruitless labor in our lives. Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, O God, for your children, O God, that are kneeling before you at the altar. Lord, we ask that in mercy, you will visit their heart. Father, visit their heart. Circumcise this heart again by your Spirit. By your word, remove the first skin. Take away everything behind this dryness. Forgive every sin behind this dryness. Let your mercy speak for them. Befriend them again. Bring them back to the secret place. Bring them back to the place of communion. Holy Spirit, be merciful to them. Come to them again. Come to them afresh. Come to them anew. Do the miraculous. Do what only you can do in their lives now. In the name of Jesus. If you're at home and you are taking any of these decisions, can you just kneel down wherever you are? God is reaching out to every one of us. Wherever we are, whichever corner of the globe we are, it's a day of mercy. Father, we receive your mercy over every life, over every soul, crying to you this morning for a reconnection with the divine, with their maker. Father, do it by your spirit. Do it by your power. Do it, oh God, for your name's sake. Do it, Father. If only you can do it. Thank you, Father. Cast me not away from your presence, oh Lord.
Take not thy Holy Spirit from me.
Restore,
restore, Father, restore. We pray for restoration. We pray for restoration. We pray for restoration. We pray for restoration. Oh God of restoration, restore your daughter. Restore your son. To him by your spirit.
Beginning from this morning, Holy Father, every yoke of useless effort, fruitless labor in our lives, as individuals, families, those standing before you, everyone around the corner crying to you for deliverance in this manner, we receive deliverance from useless labor, fruitless effort. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the grace to abide in the secret place where we shall receive instruction to labor on the right side, we receive this morning. We receive the spirit of obedience in the name of Jesus. This year will be glorious for us. This year will be better for us. We shall be fruitful this year. We shall prosper this year. From January to December, we shall be fruitful. We shall prosper. We shall enlarge. We shall increase. It shall be effortlessly. It shall be by the mighty hand of God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Take all the glory. Take all the praises. In Jesus' name we pray.
We hope you were blessed. Ikoyi Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 5 to 7 Latif Jakande Road in Ikoyi of Lagos State, Nigeria. You can find us on Facebook as Ikoyi Baptist Church or reach the church directly via phone at 0163-20485. 0163-20486. For more information, please visit the church website at www.ikoyibaptistchurch.org.